Well, hey there, Hillary.
Hey, Jenny. How you doing?
Pretty good. Happy Monday afternoon.
Lashana Tova to anyone who celebrated Rosh Hashanah this week.
Yes, Lashana Tova to you. I don't think I actually said that to you this weekend, and I should have.
Thank you.
Hope it was lovely with family.
Yeah.
Busy but lovely.
We were all together, and I got to spend time with my three-year-old niece, who's just the cutest damn thing.
Oh, and I believe it. Yeah.
Bossy, very, very bossy.
Yeah, I believe that, too.
She told me I need to go cut my nails. So I have the smallest nails ever. And even when they're long, they look short. I can't
really
show you from like underneath that I actually have.
Oh, I can see them.
Yeah.
And so y'all, Hillary is ahead of us on the evolutionary scale. Like, we have fingernails because we needed them. Right?
Yeah.
As less developed Homo sapiens.
Yes.
And we kind of don't need them anymore. And so Hillary has less of them.
I mean,
that's the theory, right?
That's what my cousin told me, and he had them too. So it makes sense.
Sure. Yeah.
But I have like baby fingernails. It's ridiculous. So even when they're long, they don't look long.
Right. Because your nail bed is really shallow. It's right there.
Right there. And anyway, my niece told me my nails were too long and I needed to cut them.
Yeah, little does she know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at one point I asked Hillary last week, because this weekend is crazy for me. I still have family in town trying to get a bunch of stuff done. And I was like, Hillary, can we record like on Friday or something? Like, I know it's early, and that didn't work for her because of family Rosh Hashanah. I'm like, probably we'll just figure it out. And it turns out that was a good thing.
Yeah.
Because the YouTube world exploded yesterday.
So we would have to re-record it with that amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is Facts and Figures.
Oh, yes.
Episode 33 of season 5. We actually took off last week from recording. If you're listening, it is on or after September 20th. We're recording on September 18th. So a month from when this ep airs, we'll be in Vegas.
Yeah. We're on a plane a month from tomorrow.
Yep.
Oof. There's a lot of shows between now and then.
A lot.
A lot of YouTube shows. And so we woke up yesterday morning, Sunday, September 17th, to all kinds of videos out of Las Vegas from, I'm presuming, the night before. So I might have been into overnight. Like, I don't know. Someone said Saturday night, Sunday morning. Maybe Bono said that. He doesn't know what fucking time it is. But
I think that it said that the call time was 11:25
p.m.
Vegas time.
Okay. So it was overnight. It was over midnight. So the biggest news ever. Is it Larry was there?
Larry was there. We saw him.
Behind a drum set.
He looked good.
He looked great. We've kind of known for a week or so that the band was working on a new song.
Yeah.
And we just kind of assumed it would be released before the Sphere would open. It sounds like it might come out. Is the first day for the Sphere the 29th?
I think so.
And that's like a release day. Mm. So the thought is that it'll come out that morning. But They filmed a video for it last night, which was super, super sweet. On the back of a flatbed truck, which they've done before. And it's a new song, Atomic City, which
And it's really good.
is pretty good. I need to hear it, either the actual recorded version and or live in person, to actually get a feel for it. But it has very good potential.
I feel like it really, really sounds like Blondie's Call Me.
Yeah. And I mean, Bono joked, what was the quote? Oh, he said, "This is the world premiere of Atomic City, a rock and roll 45-inch tradition of late 70s post-punk, if you're interested. Blondie, The Clash." And then he joked that they'll take from anywhere. So, yeah.
I've heard them, where a song sounds like similar, to another song, I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight. The intro sounds like a Journey song.
Okay.
Think it's Hopelessly or something, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it sounds a lot like that. And then I mean, there are tons of songs that, but this really sounds, the chorus really sounds
Really?
Blondie.
Yeah.
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 And clearly that wasn't an accident.
Right. 'Cause it was like, yeah. 'Cause I'm free. Call me. But
I mean, that was the first thing I thought of when I heard it. It's like,
yeah.
my gosh, this is.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's how inspiration comes, I guess, you know. You got to take the pieces that you like and put it together into something that feels like you. But I'm super stoked, 'cause a lot of times these one-offs, you never quite know what they're going to be. Of course, they've been great. And I mean, it's like how we got like Invisible,
Electrical Storm.
Electrical Storm, Window in the Sky. I guess it's usually the soundtrack songs that disappoint me. Not always.
No, Hold Me, Thrill Me was great.
I know I'm not your baby.
I just really don't like the song Save My Life.
It comes on the SiriusXM every once in a while, and I'm like, I'm just gonna leave it on. Like, it's gonna click at some point. And I'm like, no, I don't like it. I guess I don't dislike. It's just not.
I don't like it.
I actually don't care either way. I don't think I dislike it. I just really don't. I really don't care. Which is maybe worse. What's that? There's a Lumineers lyric that's the op. Oh my God, I have to find it. It's not their original thought, but
It
I'm
was
gonna.
so exciting to wake up to that yesterday.
Yes. Wait, I gotta find this lyric real quick. The opposite of love is indifference, as opposed to like hate. And I'm really indifferent about it. Which I guess is pretty disappointing in my U2 fandom, but whatever. Yes, yesterday to wake up to that, and it was my oldest 16th birthday. And I'm like, she beat me downstairs before I could decorate or anything because I had to watch Atomic City. But
Oh, that's
then,
fun.
like, all the YouTube fan accounts are exploding with different angles and different videos. I haven't watched any of them because I was trying to be a good mom for my now old baby. But
Can't believe it.
It was so good. I want to go back and watch more of that. They did. I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, which sounded wonderful. And at one point, the band kicked in. Larry and Adam kicked in. And then I think they stopped. But it was just so great to see all four of them together. And then I watched the very end when they're walking off, like down the stairs, off the back of the truck. And Larry went first, and he was a little wonky.
Was like
there was definitely someone there to help all of them.
Yeah.
He
was kind of stiff. Like.
Yeah. But there must have been a weird step. Yeah. He was like minding it. Someone like took Adam's hand as he stepped down. Edge was just like, whatever, I'm cool. Yeah. He walked down like he was a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And then Bono tripped. It was a little one, but it was a real trip.
Yeah.
His hair, he's dyed his hair.
Oh, his hair, the color is great.
Yeah, it's like, would you call it like a deep red with blonde highlights?
I think it is.
Blonde streaks.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this is a preview of The Fly.
I just really hope that he does something with the back of his head. He has this like flap that never goes, it's never like flat against his head.
I don't understand why he has it. And my guess is that when he first does his hair, it lays nicely. But then he bends his neck and it folds and then it stays full. And then it starts like having a mind of its own.
Yeah.
Like it moves with your head, funny bud. Like when you're standing up straight, it's kind of fine, kind of.
When he's in a when there's a light like behind him on his profile, it looks awful.
Yeah, I just don't understand. It's like grow a mullet or don't.
Right.
Commit to it or cut it.
But if he would just taper that down, that's the problem. I think it's like how it's cut or whatever that is, whatever you do.
Yeah.
I think it's like too.
Yeah. If he just
thick in that area, it needs to
just
be
cleaned it up. Yeah. Speaking of his hair, we should give mad props to our friend Joe, who's known as Mad Flea on Twitter, because she uploaded a picture of Bono to some artificial intelligence and switched his glasses to black frames and gray hair. And that's like George Clooney level handsome.
It really, really is. And I showed it to my brother because I told him that, you know, someone had done that. And I said, this is what Bono would have looked like if he was a normal person.
He would also have had to cut that flap off the back of his head.
The flap would not be there.
But like, damn. It's potential.
Yeah.
He could look like George Clooney. He could be a silver fox.
We were watching Outback Opal Hunters, which is really specific watch, but I like it. But they had this guy that was buying opal, like he had a jewelry store, and he was buying like the raw opal from the hunters. And he, I said to my brother, I'm like, hey, he looks like what Barry Gibb would look like if he was a normal person. Like, I said it twice in the same day and didn't even think about it. Like,
oh my gosh, because they're not normal people.
No.
By any means.
Mm-mm.
Oh my goodness. So have you heard people saying, like, what if there's more shows and after the holidays and Larry will be there?
So Edge said that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I don't. I also think he said there would only be like 10 shows or something.
Right.
And now there's 25. But I mean, talk about all you naysayers out there. They were like, Larry's not happy with this. Larry's leaving the band. The band's breaking up. Blah, 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 blah. It's okay for the man to have a real medical thing. I'm going to come back. I'm hopeful that, I mean, his recovery must be going quite well, yeah. Even to go through those motions. But, and I think it's my understanding he was in the south of France where working on this song and in Vegas, so, or in LA. So, but doing a session an hour here or there is very different than 2 hours. 25 shows.
Yeah.
But oh, it made my heart so happy.
That was so exciting.
To see all four of them together.
So, people have been, I need to just not read this stuff because it angers me. But people are complaining that they weren't given notice of the video, and why didn't you two give everyone notice so that the real fans could be there? Firstly, let me just say that I've said this many times, but they don't owe us anything.
No.
They owe us a thing. The most devoted fans, they don't owe us anything. The way that they did this and the way that they did the video that we actually ended up being in. Is they cast people because this is, these people, extras, but they're employed by a company who does this stuff.
Right.
And this is a whole lot easier because they know how to do this stuff. You don't have to give them the instructions that they would have to give us. It goes by faster.
Right.
More organized. You can get everybody on a bus and get them there and get them out.
And I think I heard someone say that it's like you can like Google Las Vegas extras. You get like $150, $200.
Yeah.
Something to show up. But like when I think about, they do stuff for the fans. Like the blackout was fans.
Right.
That special filming of the Stories of Surrender was fans. Like they do when they can.
Yeah.
But most artist videos are extras.
Right. But also the other thing is, what were they going to go to everybody's hotel room? They don't know who's in town.
Right.
They don't know where people live. How would they contact people like that? And then if they did, then they'd have thousands of people there and wouldn't be able to control it.
Right. Yeah. Like I mentioned, like the blackout and Stories of Surrender, those were controlled circumstances. Okay. This was on an open street.
Right. Yeah.
With already has crowd control problems because it's Vegas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, bummer. It would have been fun for people that were there, but every friggin' fan in LA would have driven there.
Yep.
So I don't blame them for just keeping it.
No, they have to do that.
Right. So, y'all, you're allowed to be disappointed or sad that you didn't know, but you cannot be mad. You can't be mad at them.
No.
Said they don't owe you anything.
Someone else said, we now know the exact song they're going to end each show with. It has to be this. I'm like, we don't know that. What indicates that?
Nothing in their entire career indicates that.
People argued with this guy. Like, how did you get your information? He's like, it's obvious. I don't think it's obvious.
I could see it being a...
I mean, it's possible.
I could see it being an encore song. But that's not the kind of song they have ever ended on.
No.
It makes you wonder. I mean, this, for this show, it seems like Love is Blindness would be the perfect ending, but I presume they're going to do that. They're going to go further into their more recent history.
Yeah.
After Octum Baby.
I mean, I kind of in my head have it as the same format as Joshua Tree was. But I mean, we don't know that either.
Right. Yeah, some pre stuff, then the album, then. But even like Ed said at one point, and this was way early in the like talk in the media about this, that they're going to do all of Octum Baby, but they don't even know if it would be in order.
Right.
Like that hadn't been set. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll know in 11 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just told work that my October dates that I need off. So I can check that off my to-do list.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the big news. Yeah. Got Larry in a song. I'm most excited about that. Was that a car outside?
I don't know what it was.
I hope that wasn't in your house.
It's not. It was outside.
But it was really good timing.
I saw the truck, but I don't know that I've ever heard any. My face. That wasn't.
I feel like we should just end. We should have just ended on that. Larry, new song. Burr, burr, burr. Oh my goodness, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if we should mention Jan Wenner, but I don't think we should even give him the time of day right now.
No, I don't think we should, but I am curious about what that Bono interview would have been.
Well, I mean, a book is still coming out, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to read it.
Well, I'm not going to buy it, but I'll read Bono's part.
Yeah.
I'll get it from the library or something.
Yeah.
But I won't buy it.
Sure of it.
And, you know, he almost broke Amanda's toe once. So I've been mad at him for a really long time anyway. Yeah.
No, I think you're right. He doesn't deserve a mention.
Yeah, so we won't.
Yeah.
We won't worry about that. Ooh. I do want to tease that coming up in about a month or so, we have a pretty exciting guest coming on who's promoting another pretty exciting guest. Could I be more vague?
No.
Nope. That's it. We're going to be that vague.
Yeah. Very excited.
Yeah.
What else?
Okay. Well, I guess that's it. I guess we got to get back to our families.
I need to.
Well, your family's gone, so you get to sleep.
Yeah, they left about 11 today.
My family's still here, and we have some stuff to do, so we're going to go do that. We need to buy coffee and cat litter, in case you wanted to know. We went to Goodwill. Now we gotta go get coffee and cat litter. Very exciting things happening over here in the Cleveland, Ohio area.
What else have you guys done?
Well, they came up on Friday. My parents lived like 4 hours away. They came up on Friday evening, and then Saturday was the first. My now 16-year-old is a coxswain for our high school crew team. So there was a regatta on Friday. It's our only home regatta of the whole year. So it's down on the Cuyahoga River. It's tons of fun. Like, it's a beautiful day. So we hung out down there. And then I don't even remember what we did that evening. And then we slept, as people do. And then we woke up to having a 16-year-old in the house. And she didn't want any extra attention. No, we kept trying, like, Fun, why don't we have people, just three or four people over for a movie night, whatever. She's like, no, I think I'm going to hang out with my boyfriend. And he made her a cake from scratch as her present, and then used it to ask her to homecoming. So that was really cute. And we got her favorite pizza, And it was just this lovely, fun family dinner with the four of us, my parents, and her boyfriend, and just really enjoyed ourselves.
Nice.
And then my parents are staying till tomorrow morning because my other kid has a field hockey game tonight that they wanted to see. So usually they'd go home on Sunday evening,
Yeah.
but they wanted to do stuff for both kids, you know?
Very cool.
Yeah. Now you know the excitement of the Stedman household.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Okay.
Hopefully we'll have more exciting news next week. I mean, I don't think we're gonna have like Larry caliber
No.
but
But maybe there'll be some little rehearsal teasers, or I don't know, people can't hear the. I did hear someone say that they, in the early rehearsals, they were playing like some of the big songs. Whatever, take from that whatever you want. But to me, that means like Vertigo's of the world
yeah.
or Beautiful Days of the world. So we'll see. But maybe it's like the Flies of the world.
Who knows?
Everything is possible.
They could multitask it and play Mysterious Ways.
Oh man, we're gonna hear Mysterious Ways.
Yeah.
It's fine. I really enjoy it in the context of the album.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's fine. Okay, my dear.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks. And we'll chat with you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at the_gardentarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with the Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, the Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.